Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches. We have the Zchus to begin the brand new perek, the fifth perek, Tomid Nishchat, which, as I mentioned yesterday, really begins the second section of Maseches Pesachim. And now we're going to start dealing with the dinim and all the wonderful halachos related to the Korban Pesach and some similar related areas of halacha. So we begin. Tomid Nishchat. The Korban Tomid is brought every day, both in the morning and at night. Tumid, it's permanent. It is a perpetual carbon that we're obligated to bring as the first carbon in the morning and normally the last carbon of the day, although we will see that the Korban Pesach is one of the rare exceptions to this rule, that it's brought after the Korban Tumid. So the Mishnah starts to tell us when is the normal time for the Kohanim to bring every day the Korban Tumid. In the morning, they bring it as the first carbon in the morning, Kohanim Zrizimheim. We're not going to talk about the time in the morning. We're talking here purely about the time of the Korban Tumid in the afternoon. Now, Korbanos all must be shechted and the Zrika must be performed, the putting of the blood on the Mizbeach must be performed before the Shkia, before the night has come, before the end of the day. And therefore, the Tumid in the afternoon is going to be shechted and brought at a certain time late in the afternoon as the last carbon, but at the same time, we want to bring it as early as possible, Zrizim Machdimim in general. So therefore, what do? Tomid Nishchat b'shmona mechetza. When we divide our day up into an idealized 12-hour day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., of course, very few days are like that, if any, and therefore we break it up into 12 equal components, known as shol zmanios. But for the purpose of our discussion, it's much easier for us to constantly use the idealized day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So 6 a.m. starts as the first hour of the day. At noon, it would be the start of the seventh hour of the day, and the last hour of the day would be from 5 to 6 p.m., the 12th hour of the day. In our idealized day, we follow the opinion that the day starts at sunrise and ends at sunset. There are different opinions. There are other opinions that say that the day starts at dawn, at Olos HaShachar, and ends at Seis HaKochavim. Again, for simplicity's sake now, we'll assume this idealized 12-hour day. So the Tumid is Nishcha, b'shmona v'chetzi. The Tumid is going to be shechted 8.5 hours into the day. In our idealized day, that would be 2:30 in the afternoon. 8.5 hours into the day, the Gemara will explain why that is true. So it's shechted at that point in time, and it takes, with all the preparations, about an hour for it to actually be bought. V'karev b'tisha u'mechza. And it is actually burned on the Mizbeach. A Korban Tumid is a Korban Ola. It's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, with the exception of the hide, which, as we discussed previously, is one of the hides of Kotche Kadoshim, which belonged to the Kohanim of that Mishmar for that day, and we discussed this in yesterday's shir. So it is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day, and is actually sacrificed, put on the Mizbeach, at 9.5 hours of the day. All Korbanos, when they put on the Mizbeach, we're talking here about the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach that was in the Azara. No Korban is ever put on the inner Mizbeach in terms of the meat. The only time we rarely have certain Korbanos that are applied, the blood, to the inner Mizbeach is on Yom Kippur, and some of the other Korbanos Sibor that are Kotchei Kodoshim, that are Korban Chatas, unique Korbanos that are brought at certain times. But even then, it's only the blood that is applied and never meat on the inner Mizbeach. The Ketores was brought only on the inner Mizbeach, never on the outer Mizbeach. So when we're talking about that it's brought on the Mizbeach, it's always talking about the Mizbeach and the Choshes, the Kappa Mizbeach that was in the Azara, the large Mizbeach. So that's the regular, typical day when the Korban Tumid is brought, nothing to do with Pesach, Erev Pesach, Shabbos. The regular time that a daily Korban Tumid is brought is 8.5 hours into the day, 2.5 hours in the afternoon, and it is actually shechted then, and then it is actually brought on the Mizbeach at 9.5 hours. That's the typical daily Korban Pesach. But Ari Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, however, when we also now have the obligation to bring after the Korban Tumid, we have the obligation to go and bring the Korban Pesach as the last Korban of the day, which will derive from Pesukim. So on Ari Pesachim, we have to move things up a little bit. So it's Nishchat b'sheva u'mechza. It is shechted at 7.5 hours in the day, and it is sacrificed on the Mizbeach, v'karei b'shmona u'mechza, at 8.5 hours into the day. It is moved up 1 hour, each of the steps. The shkit is moved up an hour, and the actual bringing on the Mizbeach is moved up an hour. Rashi points out, mikadmina le, we have to move it up, b'shum deboyle mevet pesach achrav. The Pesach has to be brought afterwards, as we'll learn in the Braisa, why that is so. Now, the Mishnah then states that this is true, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. This is true whether Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, bein b'chol, or whether Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. This is a rare occurrence that will happen this year as well. Happens a couple of times in the 19-year cycle of the calendar, and we'll see that mitzvah this year. Hopefully we'll have all of this discussion for a practical halach l'maisa in the Beis HaMikdash this year when we talk about Erev Pesach Chol B'Yos B'Shabbos for the Korban Pesach and its relationship to the Korban Tumah. So the Mishnah states this is true, that we move it up to 7.5 hours and 8.5 hours for the Shechita and the Hakrova, respectively, of the Korban Tumah, and we do the Korban Pesach afterwards. And this is true whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos for Erev Pesach. The Mishnah continues, and now it tells us, Chol Erev Pesach Lios be Erev Shabbos. What happens when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos? So Pesach is on Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is Friday. Now, Friday has unique problems related to it with Korbanos, because on Friday you can do anything you want to for the Korbanos. So there's no problem with the Shechit of the Korban. But normally we're Tzola, we roast the Korban Pesach that day in the afternoon, or we can do it at night. So we can roast the Korban Pesach at night, but that's not Doche Shabbos. So therefore, in this situation, we have to go and make sure the Tzliya, the roasting, is done all on Friday. So normally, we just have to do the Shechita and the Hakrava, and then the roasting can be done at night. But here, the night is Shabbos, because this is talking about Erev Pesach, Shechol Lios, the Erev Shabbos. And therefore, we have to move things up even further. So therefore, the Korban Tumah is moved up even an hour earlier. The Korban Tumah, as we'll see, must be done in the afternoon. The afternoon, that by definition starts at Chatzos, but since we're never 100% sure what Chatzos is, so we started at 12:30, because then you can certainly see the shadows have already gone towards, the sun has gone towards the west, and the shadows are clearly showing you in the sky that it's after Chatzos. So therefore, we moved the Korban Tumah up to be Nishchat B'Sheish Mechza at 12:30 in the afternoon, 6.5 hours into the day. If the Shechita is done at 6.5, so the Hakrava, the Korban B'Shevu Mechza, the Korban Tumah will be shechted, the Korban Tumah in the afternoon will be shechted at 6.5 hours and sacrificed at 7.5 hours. And then the Korban Pesach is done immediately afterwards, so the Korban Pesach will be shechted at 7.5 hours and actually brought right afterwards, and the Tzliya can be done. There's still enough time to do the roasting of the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. That is our Mishnah. Now the Gemara starts off and says, number one, how do we know, Minohani Mili, how do we know that the normal timing of the Korban Tumah is at 8.5 hours in the day to do the Shechita and 9.5 hours to do the Hakrava? Why don't we say, Zrizun Makdim LeMitzvos, and we want to do it the minute we can, the first opportunity that we can in the afternoon. So it should be done every day at 6.5 hours in the day, so it's Vaday afternoon. And why not do it then? So that will be the question we'll have to address. And Rashi points out a little bit later on that the reason why we don't do Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos in this situation is because there are other korbanos that need to be bought, all the voluntary korbanos. In the Rashi Dibra Maskel, Oleo Chelva Yashlamim, so he writes down, Lefikoch Afa Pishas Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos, even though we normally would try to do things as soon as we can, Hiskinu LeAchra, we delay bringing the Korban Tumah in the afternoon. Kadesh Yavu, Nidreyev, and Nidvoseim. All the other Korbanos have to be brought before the Korban Tumah in the afternoon, and therefore we want to go bring these other Korbanos, and therefore we normally have it at 8.5 hours as the Shechita, and 9.5 hours to actually bring on the Mizbeach the Korban Tumah in the afternoon. But how do we know that there is an optimal time to bring it in the afternoon? So Amar Rav Yishuv Levi, Rav Yishuv Levi tells us, the Amar Kra, so he first wants to suggest that this is a pasuk in the Torah, that we have to bring it at 8.5 hours in the day to 9.5 hours in the day, that's when the Shechita is done, and that 9.5 hours in the day is when the Hakrav is done, based upon Pesukim. He wants to say this is a Din D'Oraisa. Rav Yishuv Levi tells us, the pasuk says, Es HaKeves HaChot Taseh V'Boker, Es HaKeves HaShedit Taseh Bein Raboyim. The morning Korban Tumah is done right away in the morning, first thing in the morning, and the afternoon, Es HaKeves HaSheni, the second Korban Tumah of the day, Taseh Bein Hor Arboyim. It's done in between the Arboyim. What does that mean? Chalkeyu Levein Shnei Arovim. That you bring it right plop in the middle between the two Arovim, the two afternoons. You have the early afternoon and the late afternoon. And therefore, Shtei Shosu Mechza L'Kan, Shtei Shosu Mechza L'Kan. Before the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, you have to have an equal amount of afternoon time, 2.5 hours. After the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, you have to have an equal amount of time, 2.5 hours. It takes 1 hour to do the Shechita and the processing of the Korban Pesach before you can put the flayed parts of the Korban Ola up on the Mizbeach, so it takes an hour. So therefore, if you have 2.5 hours before it and 2.5 hours after it, so therefore, Shor Achas Lasiyaso, so boom, that's what it is. Between 8.5 hours to 9.5 hours in the day, that's the hour of the processing, that's the hour of the Asiyah. Before 8.5 hours, you have 2.5 hours from 12 to 8 and a half hours, and from 9 and a half hours until 12 hours, you have another 2 and a half hours. So Rav Shulman Levi wants to say, it's based upon this pasuk, Taseh Bein Harbayim, in between the two Arbayim. Rava says, wait a second, B'arve Pesachim, we said in our Mishnah, you move things up. Nishchad b'sheva u'mechza v'kar b'shmona mechza. On Erev Pesach, since you have to do the Korban Pesach afterwards, you move things up an hour. Now, this is true, we said, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, that when Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday, or if it comes out on Shabbos, we do it this hour earlier. Now, if you're telling me, Rav Shulman Levi, that this is a din d'oraisa, bein arbayim, it must be 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours afterwards, if yisal kadayta b'shmona mechza d'oraisa, hechi mekadimin olay, how can you go and move this up? So therefore, Rava says it's not a din d'oraisa. El Omer Rava, of course it's a din d'oraisa to do in the afternoon, but lav dafka at 8.5 hours in a day. El Omer Rava, mitzvaso d'tomid mishiyinotu tzilei Arab. You're right. Technically, you should be bringing Zuzim Akdim LeMitzvah. This is what the Rashi tells it to us. And therefore, we should do it technically as early as possible in the day. However, we don't want to not bring all the other Korbanos, so we push it back. So we don't do this reason, but it's not the rice to do this reason. It's just something that we normally would do. So we finish off all the Nedarim and the Nedavok Korbanos that are brought. And then we bring the Korban Tumah as the last Korban of the day. My time up. Pasuk says, Omar Kra, Bein Harabayim. We have to bring it, Bein Harabayim. May idna the maskel shimsho lemarid. We can start bringing it if we have no other kavanos to bring as soon as the sun has started to set. In other words, the sun has gone from the eastern sky before chatzos to the western sky after chatzos, and the shadows are starting to be seen clearly that the sun is setting. Hilkach bishayimos hashana, during the rest of the year, the ikon nedarim nedavos. We have all these other korbanos that people are voluntarily bringing, the Rachman and Amar, and therefore we have to bring the Korban Tamid after them, because the Korban Pasuk tells us regarding the Korban Tamid, Aleha Chelvei HaShlamim. Upon it, you have to bring all the Shlamim, all the Chelev of the Shlamim, to bring them on the Mizbeach. The Shlamim is a Korban Yochid, except with the one exception of on Shavuos, the Shalmei Yatzeres, which are a Korban Tzibur Shlomim, very unusual. They're the only type of Shlomim that are Kochi Gedoshim, but normally all the other Korbanos that are brought as a Shlomim are all individual Korbanos, private Korbanos of a person, and they're Kochi Kalim. Only the Emurim, the Chalavim, are the Kochi Kedoshim component of it, and it says in the Pasuk, Olea Chalvei HaShlomim, after the Korban Tomid in the morning, you bring all the other shlamin. Olel hashleim kol hakorbanos kulam. After you bring the korban tomid in the morning, then you can go bring all the other voluntary korbanos in the dorm and the davos, which are shlamin or olos, that people may bring. And therefore, we want to make sure we have enough time to do this. Ma'achrinu le'tarti shoy. So therefore, instead of doing it 6.5 hours in the day, which would be the earliest time, because as we just said, it has to be in the afternoon, so we allow an extra 2 hours every day for all these nedarim and davos to be bought. And we go in, bring the Korban Tumah every day at 8.5 hours into the day at 2:30 in the afternoon. Because the Ikar Pesach Achrav, because you now have one other Korban that you have to bring, so we move things up a little bit. We therefore move up the Korban Tumah 1 hour to start shechting it at 7.5 hours in the day, and in that situation, the Korban Pesach will start to be shechted at 8.5 hours into the day, the normal time for the Korban Tumid. We push it up on Erev Pesach. And now, the Braisa tells us further, Chol Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, because now we also have to make sure that we finish the roasting, as we said. The Ikonami Tzliyoso, the Lo Dochi Shabbos. You have to do the roasting Friday afternoon, because the roasting is not Dochi Shabbos, because you could have done it Friday afternoon. So what gives you the right to be Dochi Shabbos? The Ikonami Tzliyoso, the Lo Dochi Shabbos. Therefore, Mukminon Le Adine Bisheshu Merzo. Therefore, we allow the original din, which technically can be done as soon as the sun is in the western sky, which for a fact will be definitely by 12:30. When it's at 12 o'clock, 12:01, 12:02, we can't tell for certain. But by 12:30 we can. Therefore, we move it up to the earliest possible time in order to make sure that we're not chas v'shalom going to be mechalel Shabbos by roasting the Korban Pesach any time in Shabbos itself after the Shkia. So that's what Rava says. Now we bring down this enigmatic brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. The brisa tells us we're going to have a number of different ways to understand this brisa. So the brisa tells us, kisiduro b'chol, just like the Karban Tumin is brought in the weekday, and again, we're really focusing on the Karban Tumin in the afternoon. The Karban Tumin in the morning is discussed elsewhere in a number of different places, including Masechta Tumin, and it is brought as the first carbon in the morning and as early as it is appropriate to bring it by the time of the day, that's when it's brought. So, kisiduro b'chol, just like the carbon tumin in the afternoon, is brought at 8.5 hours during a normal day. Kach siduro b'shabbos. So too, the carbon tumin is brought at the same time on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, we have to understand this. First of all, the reason why we bring it not at 6.5 hours in the day, the reason why we said we delay it till 8.5 hours a day is because of all the Darim and the Davos that are being brought at that time. That's on a weekday when you're allowed to bring the Darim and the Davos. You're allowed to bring voluntary Korbanos. However, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring voluntary Korbanos. They're not Docha Shabbos. Only time-dependent Korbanos, things that must be brought on Shabbos, like the Korban Musaf, the Korban Tamid, are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. But you can't bring a voluntary Shlomim on Shabbos. So therefore, we have the question, which we'll have to ask, is why on Shabbos do we say that the Karban Tumin is brought at the same time on Shabbos as it's brought on a weekday? So we'll have to explain this brisa. This is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidura be'erev Pesach. He says the Karban Tumin every day is brought at the same time, just like it's brought on Erev Pesach. Again, we'll have to explain exactly what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. And the word starts off and says, my karma, what are both of these opinions talking about? We have to understand Rabbi Shmuel, we have to understand Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, first the Ashita of Abai. We'll have Ashita of Rava, we'll have Ashita of Rabba Bar Ula, we'll have other Shitas as well. Amr Abai, Abai says, Hachi Kamar, this is how you read this enigmatic brisa. Kisiduro b'chol b'erev pa'pesach, just like the Korban Tumin is brought on a weekday that is Erev Pesach, kach siduro b'shabes, the Erev Pesach. He's not talking about a regular Korban Tumin. He's talking about the Korban Tumin that is brought on Erev Pesach, which we had said is at 7.5 hours of the day. On Erev Pesach, we move it up. So Abai is telling us that Rabbi Shmuel's statement, Kisidura B'chol, when the Korban Tumin is brought on Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours into the day, so too, Kach Siduro B'Shabbos, the Erev Pesach. So too, we don't change that around. Erev Pesach or Shabbos Erev Pesach, it's brought at 7.5 hours into the day, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. He says that the Korban Tumin, Kisiduro be'erev ha-Pesach shechol yos be'erev Shabbos, kach siduro b'Shabbos. He says that the timing of the Korban Tumin, when it's brought an Erev Pesach shechol yos be'erev Shabbos, which we said we moved it up an additional hour, so the Korban Tumin is brought an Erev Pesach shechol yos be'erev Shabbos, so when that is going to be at 6.5 hours into the day, kach siduro b'Shabbos, that's the same as Erev Pesach shechol yos b'Shabbos. So Erev Pesach that is on a Shabbos, or Erev Pesach that is on a Friday, both of those two have the same din. That's what Rabbi Akiva is telling us. Erev Pesach that is Erev Shabbos, or Erev Pesach that is Shabbos, have the same din, and that is that it's brought at 6.5 hours. Umas nisan dektani, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. And therefore, when our Mishnah says that bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, they have the same din, when our Mishnah says that, it's only going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, because he's the one that says, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos, that the Korban Tumin is brought at 7.5 hours into the day. And now, what are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about, according to Abaye? B'maiko miflagi. They're arguing, b'musafim kodum levozichin komiflagi. Now, we have to understand what the Korbanos we're talking about over here. Every Shabbos, you have the Korban Musaf, the additional sacrifice that's brought covered Shabbos. So that's the Korban Musaf, and we also have the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim are brought with Bazichin. Bazichin are the two ladles that are full with the frankincense, the Lavona. And these are placed either on top of the two columns of the six breads of the Lechem Aponim, or to the side of it. And these Bazichin are offered on the Mizbeach. So the argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is based upon which of these comes first. In the order of sacrifices and procedures on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, do we first bring the Korban Musaf, or do we first bring the Bazichin? Now, Rabbi Shmuel, or Sabar, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Musafim, the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, is Kodem LeBazichin. It has to be brought before the Bazichin. Now, we know when the Korban Musaf should be brought. Avad the Musafim, B'sheish, the Korban Musaf is brought right in the middle of the day, 6 hours into the day. So this would be between 11 and 12, between the start of the sixth hour, which is 11 o'clock, till the end of the sixth hour, which is noon. So that's when the Korban Musaf has to be brought. And therefore, the Bezichim, which have to come after that, are done at the start of the seventh hour. Now, it doesn't take a whole hour to do this. We don't need an hour for this. And therefore, the Korban Tamid, and therefore, after the Lavona is brought, after the Bezichim are brought, so then you can start doing the Korban Tamid. It's 7.5 hours into the day. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says the exact opposite. He says the Bezichim are brought before the Korban Musaf. So the Korban Musaf is still going to be brought at 6 hours. So the Bezichim will be brought at 5 hours. So therefore, Bezichim called the Musafin and the Bezichim, the Chomesh, they're brought at the fifth hour of the day. Musafin brought at the sixth hour of the day. And then the Korban Tamid can be brought right afterwards. And the Korban Tamid is brought because this is the Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos, the Erev Shabbos, you have to go and move it up, and therefore, you have to have enough time for the Tzliya, so therefore, you do it at 6.5 hours in the day. So this is Abaye's understanding of this enigmatic brisa. Rava doesn't like it. Maskiv lo Rava, Rava says to him, Midei Rabbi Akiva, Kisidro be'Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos be'Erev Shabbos, Tani? Did Rabbi Akiva say that? All Rabbi Akiva said was, Kisidro, the Erev HaPesach, stomach tani. He said that it's like it's brought on Erev Pesach. He didn't say it's like it's brought on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Erev Shabbos. So therefore, that's the wrong interpretation of this Brisa. And therefore, Rava says, I'm going to reinterpret the Brisa in the following way. Elo Amar Rava, Hochikomar. This is where you have to read the Brisa. Kisidro Bechol, the Alma. When Rabbi Shmuel is talking about bringing the Korban Tamid, he's talking about a regular Korban Tamid on a regular weekday. Nothing to do with Pesach. Just like the regular Korban Tamid is brought on a regular weekday at 8.5 hours in the day in the afternoon, so too, Kach Sidrosh B'Shabbos B'Erev HaPesach. That is the same time that it's brought on Shabbos that is Erev Pesach. We don't change it around, even though there are no other Nedarim and Nedavos that are brought. We leave it the same way, low plug. We leave the Korban Tamid to be brought on Shabbos. That is Erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. We don't change it around. It's brought every day at 8.5 hours. And likewise, the Korban Tamid is brought when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, also at 8.5 hours of the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kisidro be Erev HaPesach. Just like it's brought, the Korban Tamid is brought on every Erev Pesach on a weekday at 7.5 hours. So too, it's brought when it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. 7.5 hours. And the Mishnah, Umas Nisan, Diktoni, Bein B'chol Bein Shabbos. The Mishnah says there's no difference between the Korban Tamid that's brought on a weekday or on a Shabbos. This is referring to the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach that's brought at the same time, whether it's brought on a weekday or whether it's brought on a Shabbos at 7.5 hours. And here, Rava says, Rabbi Akiva, this is in accord. When the Mishnah says Bein B'chol Bein Shabbos, this only falls in accord with Rabbi Akiva's Shita. And again, we ask over here, what are Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? So B'michol Miflagi, so they're arguing here about B'michmar Bisro K'miflagi. They're arguing about, is there a concern that if we shech the meat on Shabbos, when we're forbidden to roast it, then you'll roast it. When Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so then the opposite of Erev Pesach coming out on Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach coming out on Erev Shabbos, you roast it B'davka early. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're dafka not allowed to roast it early. You have to wait till nightfall to roast it because it's not docha Shabbos. The shchit is docha Shabbos, the akrova is docha Shabbos, but the tzliya is not docha Shabbos. So this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about whether the meat will spoil or not because you're not able to roast it. So if you're worried about the meat spoiling, then go shecht it as late as possible in the day, at 8.5 hours in the day. If you're not worried about the meat spoiling, then go shecht it earlier in the day. So that's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chayshinu L'michmar Bisra, he's concerned that the meat will spoil. And therefore, if the meat will spoil, you better go shecht it at 8.5 hours in the day, just like you would shecht the Korban Tamid on a regular day at 8.5 hours in the day. So on Shabbos, go and shecht it 8.5 hours in the day as well. Don't move anything up, because you're going to have a problem with the meat spoiling. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, I'm not concerned. Rabbi Akiva says, "Lo chashin lemichmar bisro." Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not concerned about the meat becoming spoiled because it's out in the day, in the sun, and it's not being roasted. And therefore, he says, no, we can move it up to 7.5 hours. Gemara interrupts and says, Iloch Hashin, if Rabbi Akiva is not concerned, and we don't have any Nadarim and Nadavas that are being brought, so why not move it up? Instead of to just 7.5 hours, move it up to 6.5 hours. And Zrizim Akdimin. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds Kosovar Musafim Kodun Bazichin. No, we've already explained that he holds that the Musaf has to come before the Bazichin. So you're doing the Musaf at 6 hours in the day. And then you do the Bazichin at 7 hours in the day. So the first opportunity to do Karban Tamid when it's Erev Pesach, that's on Shabbos, is going to be at 7.5 hours of the day, and do it then. Ovid Lulu Musafim B'sheish, Bazich B'sheva, Ovid Lele Tamid B'sheva Mechtsa. That is Rava's interpretation, but Rabba Barula doesn't like this. So we have a third interpretation. Maskevlo Rabba Barula. Rabba Barula says, wait a second. Look at this enigmatic brisa. Look at the words. It doesn't say what you're saying. Midi, does it say, Kisidro Bechol, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos B'Erev HaPesach, Dir Rabbi Shmuel Tani? Is that what it says? No, it doesn't say that. It just says, Kisiduro Bechol, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Stomach Tani. So you're adding in words to Rabbi Shmuel. And if they were really important, like you're saying, then Rabbi Shmuel would have said them himself. So therefore, Rabba Barula discards Rava's Pshat. And he says, this is the Pshat. Elo Oma, Rabba Barula, you know what the Pshat is, Hachik Tani. He says that the Karban Tamid, Kisidro Bechol, the Alma, just like the regular Karban Tamid is brought on a regular day, nothing to do with Pesach, at 8.5 hours in the day, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos the Alma. Nothing to do with Pesach. He's just telling us here that the regular timing that you bring a Karban Tamid on a regular weekday, which is at 8.5 hours in the day, is the same exact time they bring it on Shabbos. We don't make any changes for Shabbos because of Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzos. We don't worry that there are no Nadorim and Nadavos. We can move it up to 6.5 hours a day. We leave it at 8.5 hours in the day. Diri Rabbi Yishmael. Low plug. We bring it every day at the same time, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is telling us in this Brisa. And along comes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a whole separate statement. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidro B'Erev HaPesach D'Alma, just like on every Erev Pesach, we move things up because you have the Korban Pesach afterwards. So just like on every Erev Pesach, we move it up to 7.5 hours. So too, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos the Alma. We move it up on a regular Shabbos because there are no Nedarim and Nedavos, so we move it up. And he says, just like the Korban Tamid is moved up to 7.5 hours on Erev Pesach, so too every Shabbos, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos the Alma, it's moved up to 7.5 hours. And therefore, Umas Nisan, our Mishnah, Diktoni, Bein Bechol, Bein Mishabbos, is Diri Akoli. For Rabbi Shmuel's statement, he's saying there's no difference between the Karban Tumen every day and the Karban Tumen on Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva says there's no difference between when we shech the Karban Tumen on Erev Pesach, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos. So this Diri Akol statement of Bein Bechol, Bein Mishabbos applies to both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So they knew, what are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel arguing about? But like Kamifligi. So they're arguing about Bigzeres, Nedarim, and Nedavos, Kamifligi. This idea that we normally delay the regular Karban Tamid to allow you to bring all the Nedarim and Nedavos at 8.5 hours of the day, do we make that same rule on Shabbos and say, lo plug, or do we not? We say the no Nedarim and Nedavos and move it up. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Gazrin and Shabbos Otuchol. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo plug. Just like we always have every day, the Karban Tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, even though the reason doesn't apply on Shabbos, because on a weekday, the reason we do it at 8.5 hours is because of the extra Nadarim and Nadavos that are being brought, so therefore you have to delay the Karban Tumah to finish off all the Karbanos that people are bringing, and while that reason doesn't apply on Shabbos, lo plug. We don't make any distinction. Rabbi Shmuel says, every day, weekday or Shabbos, even when the reasoning doesn't apply, we shaft the Karban Tumah at 8.5 hours in a day. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Savra, lo gazrinan. He says, there is no reason to delay the bringing of the Karban Tamid on Shabbos, so don't do it at 8.5 hours. The reasoning of Nedarim and Nedavos doesn't apply, so bring the Karban Tamid on Shabbos earlier. Shmuel says again, if you don't say that there's Nedarim and Nedavos, and we don't say lo plug, so Rabbi Akiva, ilo gazrinan, so then ne'avdei b'sheishu metzah. So why are you doing it at 7.5 hours a day? Do it zrizu makdimin. Do it at 6.5 hours a day, the first chance you can get. So again, we've already answered this before. We answer the same answer now. Kisavim Musafim Kodim Levozichin. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that the Karban Musaf has to be brought first at 6 hours of the day, and only subsequently do you bring the Bazichin at 7 hours in the day. And therefore, the first opportunity to do in the afternoon, the Karban Tamid is at 7.5 hours in the day. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, that's when you do it. And the Gemara tells us what I just said, Musafim B'Sheish, Bazichin B'Sheva, V'Avid Leila Tamid B'Sheva Mertzah. This is the order according to Rabbi Akiva. You shaft the Karban Musaf between 11 and 12 a.m., You bring the bazinchim between 12 and 1 a.m., and then, v'ovid leil tamid, b'sheva mechtzah, you bring the shchita of the korban tamid at 7.5 hours in the day. Now, that was Rabba Bar Ula's interpretation. Now we're going to go back and question some of the three interpretations that we have, Abaya, Rava, and Rabba Bar Ula, with the following b'risa. Meisve. The b'risa states, tamid kol hashana kula korev kilchoso. The korban tamid, every day of the year, there's no doubt about that. Everybody says that it's nishchat b'shmona umechtza, v'kar b'teishu umechtza, on a regular day of the year. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach, nothing to do with Shabbos, a regular weekday. The Korban Tamid is nishchat at 8.5 hours in the day, and Bakrava, the bringing of the Korban Ola on the Mizbeach, is at 9.5 hours in the day. That's what we learned in the Spraisa, and then here's where we have the problems. Over Erev HaPesach, but on Erev Pesach, we move things up, nishchat b'shev umechtza, the korev b'shmona mechtza. We have to move it up because you have to do the korban pesach after it, like we said in our Mishnah. Chol yos b'shabes, when erev pesach comes out on Shabbos, kichol lios b'sheni b'shabes. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tells us when erev pesach comes out on Shabbos, it's no different than if it fell out on sheni b'shabes on Monday. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva omer kisidro. The Erev Pesach, he says, in that situation, the Korban Tamid is brought at the same time that it's brought on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it makes no difference if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you still bring it at the same time as you would on a weekday. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you bring it in that situation, Kisidro be Erev HaPesach. What exactly does this turn now into questions? Bishlomo li Abaye Nicha. According to Abaye, who says that this is exactly like Rabbi Yishmael, we have no problem. Here we're dealing with, according to Abaye, Rabbi Yishmael says, Erev Pesach on a weekday is no different than Erev Pesach on Shabbos. We bring it at the same exact time, at 7.5 hours into the day. So therefore, Bishlomo Abaye Nicha. This works out very well. This is exactly what Rabbi Yishmael said, according to Abaye, that Erev Pesach on a weekday is brought the same exact time, Erev Pesach on Shabbos. That's when the Korban Tamid is brought. However, Elul Rava Kasha, according to Rava, he says that Rabbi Yishmael holds that the regular Korban Tamid is brought every day at the same time it's brought on Erev Pesach Shabbos. He's concerned about the meat spoiling, and therefore he says you don't go and bring it earlier. We're worried about Michmar Bisra, and therefore, how does the understanding of Rava fit in with this Braisa? The Braisa of Beferish says that you bring it at 7.5 hours. But according to Rava, you should bring it at the regular time because we're concerned about Michmar Bisra, and she brought it 8.5 hours. So Kasha and Rava. So Rava says, no, it's not a Kasha and me. Amalach Rava. Rava says, no. You're misunderstanding what it means when it says that Cholios B'Shabbos, the Braisa says, Kecholios B'Sheni B'Shabbos. You're misunderstanding that. Don't read it, Lo Tema Kechol B'Sheni B'Shabbos, as if it comes out on a regular weekday on a Monday. But instead, you have to read the Braisa El Eima, Kisheni B'Shabbos, the Alma, like a regular Monday, not an Erev Pesach, but like a regular Monday during the year, which is 8.5 hours of the day. And therefore, Rava says, I have no problem with this Braisa. Rabbi Yishmael holds that just like you bring Sheni B'Alma on a regular Monday of the year, not Erev Pesach, you bring it at 8.5 hours, so too. On Erev Pesach Shabbos, you bring it at 8.5 hours. And therefore, Rava says the Braisa is fully in accord with my sheet as well. Now we do the exact opposite. We look at it from the point of view of Rabbi Akiva, the same exact price that we just brought down, where it's going to be a shaila now on Abaya, and it's going to be Nicha to Rava. So what is that? Cholios b'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so Kisidro kol hashana kula. We bring the Korban Tamid like we do the rest of the year. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, you therefore bring it, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring it 8.5 hours in the day. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidro be Erev Pesach the Alma. You bring it at the regular time that you do on Erev Pesach, which is normally 7.5 hours into the day. Now, why is this good according to Rava? Bishlomo Rava Nicha. This is very good according to Rava because this is exactly what Rabbi Yishmael said. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so we say you bring it according to Rabbi Yishmael the same time you do all year long because he's concerned about Michmar Bisra. However, El Li Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye, it's a Kasha. Abaye holds that he says that you bring it on Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos like you would on Erev Pesach the rest of the year, which would be at 7.5 hours. But that's not the case here. So what does Abaye say to that? Amalach Abaye, you're reading it wrong. Lo Tema Kisidro Kol HaShana, don't read it like the rest of the year, which is 8.5 hours. El Eima Kisidron Kol Hashanim Kulan, like all the other years, when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, when it's shechted at 7.5 hours. That's when I say it's shechted in Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kisidro, Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Erev Shabbos. We do it earlier, like Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Erev Shabbos, at 6.5 hours. And therefore, Abai says, this is all Nicha to me. This fits in with me as well. So we are able to reconcile all three of the Shittos over here with these last two Brisos. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in another Brisa, Minayin Shlo Yei Dover Kodem L'Tomei Shel Shachar. How do we know that something can't come before the Korban Tomei Shel Shachar? That's the first Korban that's brought every morning. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'yarach Oleha Hola, that all the other Korbanos will be arranged upon it. Now the Gemara says, My Tamula, what's the drush over here? So Amar Rava, it says, V'yarach Oleha Ha'ola. Ha'ola, all the other Korbanos come after this Ola. Ola Rishona, it's the definitive noun, the, ha, ola, telling us that it is the first carbon that's brought in the morning. Then the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, the carbon tumen is normally the bookends. It's the first one brought in the morning, and it's the last one brought in the afternoon. How do we know it's the last one brought in the afternoon? The apostle says, v'ktir oleha chalvei hashlamim. Now, what's that drasha? How do we learn out from there that the Korban Tomei Shel Ben Arba'im is the last Korban? My Talmuda. So I'm Rabbi. Rabbi says, it says, Oleha Shlomim. It says, V'ktir Oleha Chavya Shlomim. Upon it shall be brought the other Shlomim. V'lo Al Chaverta Shlomim. So it refers to the Korban Tomei in the morning. All the other Shlomim come after it, but nothing comes after, according to Rabbi, the Korban Tomei in the afternoon. Oleha refers to the Korban Tomei in the morning. All the other Korbanos come upon it, but not after the carbon tumid in the afternoon. That's what Abai says. The Rava doesn't like this. Maskel Rava. Rava says, Eimo shlamim hu delo nakriv. Maybe it only means that the carbon shlamim can't come after it, but ha olos nakriv, but carbon ola could come. So therefore, he says, your drush is a little bit too specific. And therefore, Rava says, Elava Rava, the drush is, it says, hashlamim. It says, v'ktir oleo chavei hashlamim. What does that mean, hashlamim? Oleo hashlam, a play on the word hashlamim. On it you shall complete kol hakabanos kulon. On the carbon tumid in the morning, all the other kabanos have to be completed, and then you can bring the carbon tumid in the afternoon. Tana Rabbanan, another bright saw, tumid kodim lepeisach. The carbon tumid always comes before the carbon pesach. That's the exception to the rule that the carbon tumid is the last carbon of the day. And by the way, Pesach is kodim l'ktores, when we do the afternoon ketores, so the carbon pesach is brought first, and then we do the afternoon ketores, and then when we do the lighting of the lamps, so that comes afterwards. Ketores comes before the lighting of the lamps. So the order is carbon tamid, Pesach, ketores, and neros. That's the order that the Brisa tells us. We turn to Nuntes Omud Aleph. We're going to derive the reasonings for this. So it tells us, Yehuchad dover shenem abo bo'erev ubeinu abayim. The Korban Pesach has both the words bo'erev and beinu abayim, as opposed to the Korban Tamid, the dover shelo nemar bo bo'erev el beinu abayim bovad. It only has beinu abayim. So therefore, that one comes first. It doesn't have both lashonos. Nudigmor says, if that's true, hihachi, ketores v'neros, nami nikdilu l'pesach. So then, based upon that reasoning, by the ketores and the neros, it doesn't say both l'shonos, so they should also precede the Korban Pesach, just like the Korban Tamid precedes the Korban Pesach. Yuchai dov v'shenema bo bo'erev u'ben arbayim, by the Korban Pesach, it uses both l'shonos, bo'erev, and ben arbayim, but by the ketores and the neros, l'dov v'shalonem arbo elo ben arbayim bovad. So therefore, by your reasoning, just like the Korban Tamid comes before the Korban Pesach, so too should the Haktorah of the Ketores and the lighting of the lamps, that should also come before the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, no. Shiny Hosom, the Miyat Rachmona Oso. There you have the word Oso, which is a Miyut, the Tani. It says in the Brisa, Me'erev Ad Boker. That's the right Girsa. Me'erev Ad Boker. There is no Vav in the Pasuk. So Me'erev Ad Boker, which means Tein Lo Midasa. Give the menorah the amount of oil necessary in the menorah to put it in the lamps of the menorah, that it should be able to last from night until the morning. Shatei dolekes me'erev ad boker. That's one drasha. Dover acher, another drasha. Ein l'cho avoda shekshera me'erev ad boker el azubuvad. This is the only avoda that's done at night. In other words, it should be the last thing of the day. And that's why it comes after the Korban Pesach. My timer, why? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yarochu so Aron of Anov, Me'erev Ad Boker. It says, Aron HaKohen, all the Kohanim, when they light the menorah, they have to do it Me'erev Ad Boker. Also Me'erev Ad Boker, Yaroch Oso, it is a miyut. Only it should be lit Me'erev Ad Boker. Ve'ein dover acher Me'erev Ad Boker. But there's nothing else that comes Me'erev Ad Boker. In other words, this is the last thing of the day, and therefore the Karban Pesach has to be done before the lighting of the menorah. What about the Ketores? Where it says, V'yiskash the Ketores l'neiros. And we have a hekesh in the pasuk between the Ketores and the Neiros, and therefore, in this situation, it also comes after the Karban Pesach. So the Braisa that we said, that the order was Tomid, Pesach, Ketores, Neiros, is the correct order. With that, we conclude today's shiur.